KZAKJL, good morning. KZAKJOWAB. Good morning. Your radio is done. Oh, cool. Maybe I'll pick it up tomorrow. I got my meeting tonight at 6:30. Let's see if everybody's going to babble on about something stupid.
Okay. I got Grand Rapids in there and Bay City, Clio.
Sweetness. That'll be fun to get back on P25.
Yeah. So, okay. Everyone should be okay. All right. It's here. It's ready. Go ahead and play with it some more.
Sounds good, sir. Yeah, I'll try to get up there tomorrow or see how early I get out today. We'll figure it out.
I put St. Clair County in there for you, too. 3-2, I think it is.
Oh, perfect. That way, if I'm around that area, that'll work, too. Tomorrow, I'm going up to Cat City to take care of a problem. And then back down local.
You going up through the Tri-City area?
No, Cassidy up by Marlette. Got some work to do up there. We got one guy from Saginaw that's down, and he usually handles the thumb area.
All right, very good. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. We got some driving to do today. I think we got to run down to Rondos.
Have fun with that. I'll talk to you in a bit. 73, KCO.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you with me. All right,
KEA Darks and Mobile in Grand Rapids looking for a signal check if anyone's listening. KEA Darks and Mobile.
I did not catch the call. This is KEA LAX. Your signal is coming through good.
Copy that. The call sign is KE8RXN Kilo Echo 8 Romeo X-ray November Mobile Grand Rapids.
No, very good. Yep, sound just fine. Doing real well. Nice and clear. No choppiness or anything like that. So anyway, mobile safe out there and enjoy this beautiful day. And 8ZC.
You as well. Thank you for the report. KE8RX, I'm clear.
Looks like I need to update my contacts again. I'm just getting a bunch of numbers, which means there's some that I obviously missed. This is KE8LAX, clear.
Good morning, Dean. Yeah, I did mine over the weekend and finally got them all in there and everybody shows up like they're supposed to. So, yeah, the joys of the ins and outs of DMR. Enjoy your day there, Dean. Oh, KE8LAX, N8ZC, and I'll be listening.
N8ZC, KE8LAX. Yeah, I got one from, I can't remember if I used one from John or Tim, and we did it when we were getting all set up for the set. They got me one. It took me hours to software actually program it. I'll probably go back through and try to get one that'll work, and that's a little bit tricky at times. I probably should do the the cup of coffee donation to DMRID.net, I think it is. I'll get it. Ideally, I'd like to upgrade to a more capable radio. The radio I normally use doesn't even have the option for uploading DMRIDs. So I'll work on it. It'll get there. That's all part of the hobby. This is KEA-LAX listening.
Yeah, I broke down and renewed my subscription to Radio ID because I was having issues. And at least the nice thing about Radio ID is you can go in and select your radio and it'll pre-format it for your CVS import. So it just makes it much simpler. Yeah, depending on your radio, some of these lesser expensive ones, which I'm, using also, Makes it a little difficult, but I got one of these Baofeng DM32 UVs, and I really like this radio. And it does real easy import for all the digital contacts. So, something to think about anyways. Anyway, we'll catch you later. That ain't Gretzky.
Sounds good. 7-3, catch you later. K-8-L-E-X. Oh, that was garbled. K-C-K-G-L. Well, hello, Tom. How are you today, sir? I'm stuck in traffic at 12 Mile and Southfield.
I'm all right. Just enjoying the day off. Trying to get some stuff done here for ARPSC. I was going to take the day off from other ham stuff done, but there's always work to do, so I'm trying to keep up on P25, and it was a little sketchy on the side, so I figured to jump over. Speak of the devil.
You want to meet at Myers at about 11:25 in the parking lot?
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine. We can bounce up there, and I can bring this radio, and then I'll have my radio back.
Very good. All right. See you at 11:25.
Sounds good there, Wally. Appreciate it. Key it, Wayne. What are you doing over there, Tom? You driving for work or out there for personal business?
No, I'm out at work, but my daughter wants this blanket hoodie over at Books a Million and happen to be right around the corner. I mean, for her, it'd take like an hour to get there. I'm just 10 minutes away. So I'm like, I'll go pick it up. So that's what I'm doing. I'll go pick up this blanket hoodie or whatever from this bookstore, and then I got to go out to Orchard Lake. It's not too busy of the day, but just a lot of driving around the town.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a lot of this, that, and the other thing. I get it.
Or just makes it easy for her. Right? She does stuff for me when I need to. She goes and gets my scripts in the middle of the day when she's working. So I'm like, all right, I'll go get this. Save her some time. She's just going to Venmo me the money anyway. So, but she's a big book nut right now. She's got like over 200.
That's cool. Good stuff. Good, you're able to get out and help out and stuff. So,
and do we hear our back from the state on our point status or our placings? I just want to see how well we did or where we need improvement at.
I was about to get on and check, so hopefully we'll hear back soon. If I don't see anything today, I'm going to email Max and kind of see where we're at with that. But I think we did well, regardless. I think we have some things that we got to work on as a team, but I think that overall, I think we did pretty well.
I think so. There's always room for improvement. I mean, not everything is, you know, goes off as planned. So that's how it usually goes. Crap. I got a phone call. Be right back. KCAKGO.
Why do you need monitor?
KCAKGO. Back. On the radio. As usual.
38 mobile.
Back on the road like me.
Yeah, I'm going to meet NYU at Meyer. Then I got to head over to Romulus.
Yeah, I'm traveling through Phil's neck of the woods.
You said Phil?
Yeah, KAPR.
You heard his repeater is going down tomorrow, right?
Oh, well, now I do. I knew it was going to be going down soon or going to get limited power. Temporarily.
Yeah, I think it's going down, and then he's got some medical stuff he has to have done next week, and So it's going to be down for a little bit, I guess. And, of course, I'm not wearing my seatbelt as always. Just a second. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm my closest to that oil change place.
All right, I'm pulling out of the sub, and it looks like there's a traffic jam here. Okay, they got something so messed up.
Yeah, it messes with response times out there, too. It's,
are you going to my daughter's oil change shop?
Yeah, it's at Jiffy Lube. I'm on the, in the Meyer lot closest to that.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, I got with me as a DMR handy-talky today because I got my digital radio. I'm driving the work car. P25 in the work car, DMR in the other car. And if I ever get a good radio, when I really want, then I'll have everything.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to do what you suggested, so and then I'll have everything in the car. And I can talk about whatever mode is available or whatever mode I feel like.
So it really matters. What do you feel like? At the end of the day, where is who I want to talk to hanging out today? That's the cool stuff.
Yes, indeed. That is,
Okay, KCA, your turn.
Well, yeah, once I get the other radio back in here, I'll have P25, DMR, VHF, UHF, and DMRS, FRS. So I'll be all set.
I bought a bid in on a handheld remote control that does everything from the radio for the KT9100. Now, if I can have both radios in the car. That would be cool. I wanted like $130 for it and $20 shipping or some stupid thing. And I said, or make offers. So I made an offer of 80, got instantly rejected. I made an offer of 100, and I haven't heard back yet.
Is this for another Tate Mobile like the P25 you got? Dave.
Yeah, I'm interested in that Tate there. So if you get more Tate radios, let me know.
I am Tate Radio poor right now, dude. I got a boatload of them. The radios are cheap. It's all the accessories that are crazy money.
Well, don't they come in bits and pieces or something like that, like the one that I'm using?
Yeah. You got to find a microphone. You got to find a weird-ass power cord. I think I made your power cord. We probably should just super glue that in there or something, or not super glue, silicone it in there so it doesn't come out. You know, that way if anybody ever did get a power cord for it.
Oh, yeah, I know the mics are expensive unless we can modify a mic from another radio. Because it's only a RJ45, so I'm sure we can figure something out. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I don't mind getting the accessories because that's not a huge deal. Because usually, like, if you buy something new, it's even more expensive, so buy some decently used and, you know, kind of piece it together however way you want. To me, it's a little bit better, but over to you, Mike.
Heading west on 26th, finally, I can see the Meyer gas station. He said you're behind the Jiffy Loop thing in Meyer's lot. Turn it in. Tom, I'll be back in a bit. WPD.
Sounds good, guys. I'll talk to you in a bit. KCKGO.
Okay, failure to follow instructions. Where are you? That's me. Failure to follow instructions.
I need to give better instructions. So I'm like technically dying if you in the mirror lot. So you'll see the ARPSC logo on the sanitary.
Okay. Any WRO, WBD, you around?
He just went over to the FBI for you.
All right, let me try that again. I'm EHQ, Wally. Not sure if you can copy in AWRO.
Yeah. Try our simplex channel. Just a second. Let me give you the numbers here. Go to 441 even.
QSY. NAWRO.
There's too big of a spread there.
Yeah, and the last time I did do it with the vase, so but I do have it in the I don't think so. Especially with the handy talkie, so. NAWRO.
Thank you, WID.
KE8, that's VR, state white one.
KFA, that's testing.
KFA, that's testing.
Statewide one from the M1KE.
It's working. KE8WUO.
Alrighty, thank you very much. And I'm surprised the actual call sign and the DMR ID are correct. If you remember, last week we had trouble with the ID. But, alright, thanks for coming back. KFA does.
Yeah, I might be giving your old call sign. You're coming up as David with a different call, what you're saying, but that might just be my radio having an old contact in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was Wally's little code plug thing. He's got my old call sign in there, AC8ZD. As long as the DMR ID is coming up as 318-2328, it should be good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I can't see it because it's just showing me your call sign and name, and it is a Wally code plug. So I'm sure it's coming up with the right DMR ID. Are you coming off of one of those nodes?
It's a little device called a Shark RF M1KE, same company that makes the open spots. The difference is it's basically a microphone in a hotspot, basically. Yeah, the best way to describe it is a microphone in a hotspot, all in one, connected on Wi-Fi, and it does all the modes, does DMR, Fusion, P25, and all that stuff. The other difference, too, is it's got one of those vocoder chips in it, so it's not, like, doing it in software. Sound okay, I would hope.
Sounds great to me. I couldn't...
Yep, yeah, no, if you see it, you'll probably want it instantly, but it is pricey, but it does All-Star, even does All-Star now and Echolink, and I haven't tried the Echolink, but All-Star works great with it, too, so, I mean, some people might say it's not real radio, but it's a very good test device, you know, if you need to test any of the modes.
Yeah, I pulled it up right now, and it's pretty interesting looking. It looks really simple, but it gets the job done. So, hey, what can you say? That'll work.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes if I run out the door and I don't have a radio, I bring this guy with me just in case somebody needs to get a hold of me or whatever. So it's really cool. So, all right, I'm going to get back to eating lunch. Thanks for testing with me. KFEDS.
All right, have a good one. This is KE8WUO. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray with a comment. My radio does show DMR ID numbers, and yours is correct.
Very good, thanks. Yeah, I'm monitoring myself on the repeater, so looking good. All right, talk to you later. KFEDS.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear and monitoring. NAWRO KE8LAX. NAWRO KE8LAX. Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, that was Keith, Dave's counterpart down in Wayne County that we were talking to. You might have caught that, though.
I grabbed a little bit of it.
Yeah, he's the advisor, shall we say, that kind of started off the whole thing when Dave reactivated it late last year, I don't know when it was, 2024 sometime, and he was one of the ones crucial to getting it started again, but he's, of course, Wayne County now, so he stepped out of our membership officially. A few months ago, he was technically one of our members, but you know, now he's actually the EC. He's back to being the EC for, well, he never left, but he's back to being the EC for Wayne County, so whenever he's on there, yeah, I'd like to get a hold of him, so it was, you know, just compare notes and stuff, so yeah, I jibber-jabber. I put my best KCA-KJO face on and talked. Over to you.
What are you talking about, my radio face? Or you're talking about my radio etiquette?
No, just trying to keep the QSO going rather than, you know, short, you know, ending it too quick. I wanted to keep getting, you know, just keep talking to them because they're nuts tonight. It's at 9 o'clock. That's the one on the Edison, right? But the, I told them, I said, you know what, conditions in the last 2 weeks, I can't get through up to Richmond. If I can't hear you, I'm not going to transmit. But pretty much every net prior to that for like 6 weeks, I've gotten in, not too bad, a little crackly, but I've gotten in. So tonight, 9 o'clock, I'm going to give it a try on the Edison.
Yeah, I can do that too. You know, and it's good. I got my meeting at 6:30. Hopefully that should go later than 7. And then, or not, 6:30.
Yeah, I got to think on this one. Well, that's good for you then, because this is a late start. So it's like 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., Edison repeater. And I think they do call signs. You know, you check in by call signs. Once in a blue moon, they might reverse it. So it's the, you know, call signs at the end of the alphabet, the what your suffix, you know. They might go. But there's no question. They don't come back to you like Arnett or to. So when you check in, you're just checking in to help pump their numbers out. And then I just like to listen, see what they're doing, you know, what's going on, what they're up to. Maybe they'll probably give a post-net talk to some degree, I imagine. I'm not sure. We'll see. But it's just nice to have all the D2 groups as much as you can, you know, keep abreast of what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. If I can make it in, I'll try to make it in. If anything, I'll try to listen in. I don't think they have Echolink attached to it, so.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know what you could do is just do it the silly way, is Broadcastify. I think the Edison, maybe, I don't know. Is the Edison repeater on Broadcastify? You might be able to just listen that way. Because you do have a point. The only, you know, you could just listen in and get information. Yeah. That's really the benefit. But, yeah, if the conditions are good enough, I like trying to reach down there. But then again, I have the diamond at least halfway up. Theory it's on the wrong side of the house because we're going south. But debate on whether that really matters or not, we'll see. Anyhow, how'd your day go? You getting close to being done or not at all?
No, I got to clear the run at 4:30, but I was looking for another LTE modem on Facebook Marketplace, and this guy's got one for free in Farmington, so I'm going to jump back up there and go grab it.
Well, no, that would be nice. Is it the same one you were talking about the other night?
Well, the one that I have is a Netgear, and that's for my one SIM chip. But I just got a replacement SIM chip for the one that my son lost, you know, with the same data number on it. So I was at T-Mobile today, and it didn't cost me a dime. They go, here you go, and they set it up for me. So I'm going to put that one in the puck so I have internet back in the truck.
That reminds me, we never did actually send WinLink messages from my truck. I sent the one prior. Yeah, that's right. We were just too busy going on. I had all envisions of us, you know, opening the laptops up, logging into the Wi-Fi, the hotspot Wi-Fi, and sending a few messages, but, you know, not enough time.
Yeah, I think we got a late start, and that's why. And like Wally said, they were inundated, you know, more chickens than expected that have to be sent out.
True. However, one can argue that's a good problem to have, and that's something that I'm sure, you know, Dave can solve that, you know, with, of course, our help. He can solve it by, that's what he does. So we already had some talks about it, so, and I'd be interested in his CAD system he's got, you know, computer-aided, and that's not computer-aided design or graphing or whatever that is, but this is a computer-aided dispatch. Well, you know that. So it'll be interesting to see if we get that working.
Oh, 100%. I got it on my phone, that ResGrid. Yeah, I'd like to see how that works.
So the only issue with that is you either need two-man units or you need to do the staging process, because there's really no way we could direct people to look at their phones while they're driving. That's a little different. In the cars and in the units, in 911 units, it's a stationary screen, and, you know, it's different, but we can't direct our people to look at their phone. And a couple of the guys said, well, I have my phone, like you, on your truck, Tom. You have your phone mounted. Yeah, even so, though, it's still kind of tiny, and I don't know about that. I think it would be better. We'll have to talk about how to do that. But either two-man units or you're staged at a cross street, and you're safe, and now we're going to dispatch you something. I still say it could work, and it still could, you know, be efficient for calling. But, hey, we'll play with it. That's what we're doing this for.
Exactly, just seeing what works and what doesn't work.
All righty, sounds good. I'm going to get back to it. You have a good rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon. I'll still have this on, though. NAWRO, Tom, after you.
All right, sounds good. I'm just going to make my way through Pontiac here. I'll talk to you later. I'll be around. KZKKO.
KZKKOWAP.
You'd think traffic would be gone by now.
Hey, that's PQ testing. I'm statewide one.
Yeah, I'm here too, KCAKGO.
KCAKGO, I think it was. NAXPQ, good afternoon. Just reprogramming the radio and make sure I got everything right. My name is Mike. I'm over in Zealand. Back to you.
Yep, you sound good. Mike's a little hot, but not too bad. I turned the mod down just a little bit. KCAKGO, and I'm over here in Warren, Michigan.
Okay, appreciate the information. Thanks for coming back to my call.
Anytime. I'm always out here. JCKTO.
NAXPQ is testing on statewide one.
KF8DPZ testing a new DMR handheld.
NAXPQ, monitoring statewide one.
KF8LAX, monitoring statewide one.
KF8DRC, WAEAP.
Yeah, KF8DRC of over Dave's house. How you doing, Eric?
Standing by. NAWRO, was that you, Wally?
I sound like Wally now. No, this is not Wally. It's Eric. WAEAP.
Yeah, sorry, Eric. I just tuned in way too quick there. And so I heard a voice, and yeah, a little bit, but then again, this is DMR. So, yeah, this is Tim up in Richmond. How you doing tonight? Didn't mean to jump on your call there, NAWRO.
Yeah, no problem at all. Everyone's been telling me there's a lot of activity out here lately, and I have several DMR radios. I haven't really used them much, so I figured I'd get up here, give Jack a call, but yeah, I don't think I've ever talked to you before, but I know Wally. I might have talked to you before. I don't know. I'm down here in Shelby Township.
You know, I'm not sure if we actually had a QSO, but it's one of those things where I've listened a lot. I'm part of the ARPSC people, and you know, been kind of listening a lot on the Discord now for both was on the ARPSC one, and then Sean finally gave me an invite and said, oh, that's right, there's the FBI one where you guys are at. And, no, I've listened to you a lot. I think you, that was a while back now, you had the Bofang collection. I got way too many, too. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you're that guy, too. NAWR, over to you.
Yeah, I've weeded out most of those. I kept a couple of them, but I'm mainly a Brad Tell and TID radio guy now. I got some really nice ones out now that have the real shortwave receiver chip in them. Yeah, some pretty nice ones. Yeah, I still got a big collection. Like I said, I got three or four DMR radios. One thing I like about them is I got the open GD77 on them, so I use the same code plug for all of my radios, all my DMR radios. But how's the audio, by the way? I haven't played with it in a while. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I got it set to zero dB, so it should be about right.
Yeah, I should have commented. Your audio is really good. I'm running one of those Kinect systems for my bass, and yeah, it sounds outstanding. I couldn't even think of any kind of improvement to make. Oddly enough, on my mic gain here, I'm pretty high up on the mic gain, but generally, we'll speak his name again. It meets Wally approval, Victor Delta approval, so I guess we must be doing something right. But yeah, you got very good audio. Yeah, and the go-to ones I have is that DM32. Doesn't really work too bad. Boy, I didn't like that code plug. That's when I was learning DMR how to. Nope, I didn't like that Bofang CPS, I should say. Those other ones with the. There was one with a A, B, and a C. They had like three. That's the one I want to check out. I forget what brand that was. Over to you.
Yeah, I think I know which. VGC, maybe? I think I know what you're talking about. They usually have a no faceplate, no display, but you program them through the Bluetooth app or something. I think that's what you're talking about. But, radio here is a TYT9600. Like I said, I just leave it at zero, talk in a regular voice. But it's all kind of relative. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, you sound good, but I really don't know if you're high or low unless there's like three other people out there at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, if there's three people out there and one guy, you got to turn your volume down or volume up. You know, he's the one guy, but since I'm only talking to you, I guess I would have to hear someone else out there chime in to see if they're way louder or quieter than you, but you sound about right.
Yeah, I think I remember Sean talking about that. You need three to get the proper data points for that comparison. So, this one here is a Kinect Systems, and it's, I guess the best to describe it would be a Motorola clone. And it's made out in California. Well, I don't know where the radio's made, but the company's out in California. But, yeah, so far I like it. It's a dual band. It has VHF, UHF, too, which I haven't used too much yet. But then it also has the DMR. But the kicker is it has a detachable faceplate and a front-firing speaker. My understanding is you're not going to get that in a DMR. So I'm really about, after the set, it worked really good for the set. I'm about ready to pull the trigger on a second one for my mobile, so I don't have to bring it in and out of the base station to use as a mobile. Over to you.
WADAP. Yeah, I got this set up on a power supply, and I got a really nice Kenwood external speaker I bought years ago. So everything sounds really good on this. In the car, I don't have anything in the car right now. Got a new car last month, and I just haven't put any of my radio and stuff in there. I might just hook up the All-Star node in the car and just, get on all the places I want to talk on that. But, yep. Okay. I was going to say something that I forgot. Oh, yeah, about the code plugs. Like I said, I have a, hold on a second. Let me get a little bit of time here. All right. I have the 9600. I have the Redivis RT3S, the Bofang version of it. It's called a DM1701. I have a couple of these radios. They're spelled C-O-T-R-E, Coterie, or something like that. I had a crazy deal on them, like $11 a piece or whatever. But all my big dual-band radios are all Open GD77, so I have one code plug, and it just works on everything. I just write one code plug. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Your call sign isn't showing up on my screen, just your number, so you must be fairly new to DMR, like the last year or so.
Oh, yes, that is definitely true. I'm sure I got my ID, I don't know, 2-3 months ago. This is the DMR, my latest thing. The T-shirt I'm working on now, I'm getting pretty good with it, but I still want, you know, Tom goes around all day long with his Motorola wall he's got set up for him, and he's got that where it searches automatically. That's pretty cool. I am retired, so I'm not driving anywhere near as much as he does, but I do want to get all of the sites for Central Michigan MI5 programmed in. I have no idea if I'm going to ever go up to the Sioux anymore, but... you know, what the heck, I'm halfway there. I might as well just get them all in the radio. And then this one will end up in the mobile, and then the new one I get would be a base, and I might just put, you know, a few in here, like Mount Clemens, Burnside, Novi, that was a good one. My daughter lives out Ann Arbor way in Dexter, and Novi seems to work for that. There's Grass Lake as well. I think it's Grass Lake, yeah. So that's another one. But I recently posted a map on Discord, and it's the same thing Central Michigan has, but it's like all pins open at once, so you can see everything and all those funky little names in Michigan that I have to look up on a map where they actually are. And it's kind of, it's a little busy looking, but it is helpful to program. Yeah, that TYT, that was the one I was looking at before this one, but hey, I think I'm sold on this one right now, so. Back over to you, NAWRO.
Very good. Well, I'm not retired, but I'm close to it. I'm kind of in the same boat as Sean. I'm like one or 2 weeks older than Sean, and we both have about the same idea about when we're going to retire. But I have a cottage up in St. Helen, which is by West Branch, and there's a maybe one or two DMR repeaters on the way up. It used to be a really nice one up in Mayo, but that tower came down in that storm, I guess we had an ice storm or something happened. But there was a VHF repeater, you probably know, Cameron's machine. It was N9KOP or something like that, Cameron. I'm sure you know who he is. Anyhow, he had a nice repeater up in Mayo, but it's not there anymore. But, yeah, I probably should throw this in the car eventually. But, yep. You know Cameron, by the way?
I have heard that name before, but, you know, specifically no. I am looking on that map. And you're thinking the, because I got a Mayo listed as 444.7, unless it is down. And then to the right, to the east of that, on the coast, you have Lincoln, wherever Lincoln is, 442.0, whatever it is. And then you got the one way at the top, Hackleburg, which is getting closer to Sheboygan, I guess. But, yeah, if you got access to, well, you can see it on Central Michigan's page, but... the problem is they've got five new ones in there, including Sault Ste. Marie, and they're not on the map. So you just have to go by the actual grid down below. But you hit up, yeah, you might want to bring it because you've got options now, all the way up to the Sioux.
Oops, sorry about that.
Yeah, I got a really big magnet, and I got a Comet SR2x4, which is a big high gain antenna that covers T-meter 440, covers the business band, and VHF covers GMRS, FRS, so it's kind of a wideband antenna. It's a big antenna, though. I don't like to run it on the highway, so I just put like a short antenna when I'm running on the highway. Then when I get up to town, I throw the big antenna on. But I think it's a beast. And
I think
I went about 85 with it on there and forgot. It didn't fall off, but I wouldn't want to go 85 against a headwind. You know, I got a big magnet, but I don't think it'll hold the antenna up. Sean even offered a year or two ago to put an NMO mount in whatever vehicle I get. You know, I work pretty close to the shop where they put in the radios there for the county.
Yeah, I'm debating that, too. I did just get last December, I got a 25 Ford Explorer, brand new one. I just hate to drill through it, but you know, I do have mag mounts. Wally calls it the bullet. It's just like a little stubby one. And that's when I got the, let me see, which one do I have on that? The ICOM, I have that on when I have the DMR in the car. The DMR seems to like the little diamond that I have. It's got a little bit more gain to it. For now, it's just the mag mounts and for what it's worth, I'm retired about 15 years out, and I worked in the building right next to Sean, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's better to work there than be a resident, be an unwilling resident there, that's for sure. Yeah, I've known Sean probably since the 80s, late 80s or something, back in the CB days, and then we all got our ham licenses around 1989 or 90, and then we all kind of took about a 20-year hiatus. And so yeah, I've been on and off since, you know, 89 or 90. I think it was 1990 I got my ticket. But yeah, I've known those guys for, seems like forever.
Yeah, before I got involved with this lately, I was listening to you guys chat a lot, I think. What happened was, same thing with me. I'm looking at it right now. 93 is when I got my ticket, and same thing. Long hiatus. I mean, 20 years probably. I really didn't do anything. My buddy's in Utica, and he's got the call right in front of me, NAWRN, and I'm trying to get him to get involved and get a little accident there, so he's not going to be available to do it for now, but I want to get him involved in the ARPSC. And his name's Gary. Gary actually worked in Sean's shop. prior to Sean getting there, you know, before he was there, way before they went and did any digital. It was all UHF back then. And, yeah, I would get a lunch break, and we'd go down there, and we'd go out to lunch and stuff. So it was pretty cool. But that was a long, long time ago. So, but, it was a good career, but don't advertise it too much. But then Sean knows. And I know we work together, but, you know, not directly. So, you know, it's been 15 years. I'll probably meet up with him at the Cozy Cabin one of these days. We haven't had a face-to-face in a while. NAWRO, back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you know a guy named George that works at Sean's shop. He used to work at our shop. I think he moved over there about 10 years ago or something. And there's another guy that works there that lives in Warren. Can't think of his name. But, anywho, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go watch some TV before it gets too late. And, it was definitely nice talking to you. And I'm glad I provided you with some entertainment there listening. And you never know. I mean, every day I meet people that say they've been listening to the repeaters for years, you know. It's like, you know, there's probably thousands of people out there listening, maybe not here, but just to the regular police scanner listening to all the repeaters. I mean, I do have police scanners that can pick up DMR, but Anyhow, nice talking to you, and maybe, yeah, I'm due to show up at the cozy cabin one of these days myself. Nice talking to you. 7-3s. I'm going to update my database. You, by the way, kind of reminded me. All right, catch you later. W8EAP.
Hi, Derek. Thanks for the QSO. Good talking to you. And I'm sure we'll do it again, as Jack always says. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Have a good one.
I need WROKELAX.
So I think we're going to call you Facebook Czar. Is that good? Does that have a good sound to it?
That's funny. Just a quick comment. Your audio is way better than it was more recently. I think you're at a good level with where the mic's at and your game.
Well, I appreciate that. I did do it one tick up from when you first gave me that report a while back, but I figure I dare not go up anymore because I'm almost at, for whatever reason, they have a funky scale on this CPS, too. This radio, as you know, it emulates, or maybe it was reverse engineered from a Motorola, I don't know, but the code plug is, or the CPS, I should say, is not the same. The settings are way different. But in any event, as long as it sounded pretty good, I appreciate that, Dean. And I think we're all set from that little impromptu meeting we had. Okay, I briefed the boss on what you said, and I know you already had given him a little briefing, so we are going to figure that out, which path we go as far as the two versions that we have out there, if you follow my drift.
Copy that, yeah. Between that and, you know, I'd like to sit, well, not necessarily sit down, we could do another meeting similar to what we did, just to kind of figure out what we would like to post and things along those lines. Because if the other one gets set up for the other side of things, then that one would be strictly posted for things like Skyline. So that would make sense. So I just want to kind of figure out exactly what we want to post and how I get my information and how I post it, because I would like everybody to be on the same page. Although I'm going to just, you know, kind of take it over and do my thing so that nobody really has to mess with it, I still want it to be aligned with the agenda of the team.
Yeah, I totally know what you're talking about. You just need a certain amount of guidance, because that's the same thing I did when I was helping Dave out and just started. Just you get that little guidance and going in the right direction, and then you can take it and run with it. But I hear you, and I know you still have to have a few little meetings with Dave, and not necessarily meetings, just little guidance sessions on what to do. And, of course, he owes you some stuff that he's got to get it up and going. And we have to resolve this issue we're just talking about and, you know, just moving forward. And then as you do that, if he sees something that he'll let you know, I don't want you doing that. Let's do this, you know, or that. Well, we'll couch it a little bit better than that, but other than that, like he mentioned, I think you heard him. He lets you do it. It's your baby. So sounds good. I guess I'll cut you loose because it is getting late. We'll talk maybe tomorrow. NAWRO after you, unless you got something.
Nope, you're good. I just wanted to comment on your good audio. And I'm just I'm flying some flights in, but I'm generally always monitoring the statewide warning. So I will say 73, you have a good rest of your evening, and we will most likely talk tomorrow. This is KEAX. I will be clearing monitoring.
KE8MWN, testing on statewide 1.
KE8MWN from KEARXN, Colony Grand Rapids. Good copy this evening.
All right, I appreciate that. I just got done installing this 5550E into the car, so make sure it's sounding all right.
Copy that. Excellent radio and excellent sound.
All righty, I appreciate you again there. I didn't quite catch all of your calls on there, if you didn't mind throwing that again. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
Certainly. The call here is KE8RXM, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo X-Ray November. Name is Colin, Charlie Oscar, Lima Lima India November in Grand Rapids, Michigan on the statewide one.
Ah, I got you that time. All right, yeah, and the name here is Ben, Bravo Echo November. And we're hailing from Bay City, Michigan tonight, over on the east side of the state.
Fine business, Ben. What repeater are you coming into over on the east side?
The Bay City machine here.
Well, very good. I am coming to you this evening on the Grand Rapids repeater.
All righty. Yeah, you sound pretty good, too, so assuming you're pretty close to the site.
Yes, I am pretty close to the site. In fact, I was actually doing some maintenance on the repeater I'm talking on right now earlier this morning, so good to hear it's still working. KE8RXM.
All righty. Well, I'm going to jump off of here, so I appreciate your comeback there. So Kilo Echo 8, Romeo X-Ray November from Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. 7-3 on your file there.
KE8MWF, 73, KE8RXM, clear.